Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 12-lead EKG on Patricia Frink, F-R-I-N-K. On 2/29/24, Mrs. Frink performed a 12-lead EKG, period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, QRS complex is normal, T-wave is normal, period, and a paragraph impression normal EKG. Next is a 6-minute walk in Veronica Buck. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 2/29/24, Mrs. Buck performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 421 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 98%, period, and paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Barbara Augusta. This goes to Mary Crichton, comma, FNP. On 2/29/24, Mrs. Augusta performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to moisture bronchodilators, the voiceover capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or airway nor bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/16/23, there's no change, period, of paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jan Mousley, M-O-U-S-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 2/29/24, Mr. Mousley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to noise bronchodilators, the voiceover capacity was normal. And there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/2/23, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with minimal bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next 6-minute walk test on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Burgess, B-U-R-G-E-S-S. This goes to the VA. On 2/29/24, Mr. Burgess performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. The patient walked 473 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. On patient Francis Burgess. Also, this goes to the VA. On 2/29/24, Mr. Burgess performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the voiceover capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insufficient change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dating to 8/3/23, there's been no significant change, period, in the paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Karen Minton. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 2/29/24, Mrs. Minton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the voiceover capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate minimal degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient only with a minimal restrictive lung disorder with complete resolution of airways obstruction. Compared to a prior study dated 3/11/21, there's been no significant change. Period. In a paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, showing no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Harriet Brown. This goes to Dr. Murphy. On 2/29/24, Mrs. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the voiceover capacity was severely impaired and was a severe impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FDF 25-75 over FTC was less than 0.8, period. It was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 9/13/23, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, severe, restrictive, and obstructive lung disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change, period. Thank you.